Welcome, buttheads.
3, 2, 1. We are...
Welcome, buttheads.
Not live.
No, we're not.
We're not.
We're still not live. We're not there yet. Welcome to episode 6 of Butthurt Owens Valley Podcast. I am Chase Little.
I am indeed James Edward Truels.
Edward.
Yeah, bro. Edward. Family name.
Ooh.
That's... Two Ricky Edwards, senior, junior, James Edward. Other Edwards up the line, I forget.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so big news. We have an official website that you guys can go to.
Huge news.
It is
huge.
BHOV. Duh.
At EasternSierraNow.com.
Nope. That's it.
Bro, it is so dope.
BHOV.EasternSierraNow.
That's what we say.
BHOV.EasternSierraNow.com. If you use at, it's
lots
not going to work.
No, no ads. I'll type it out.
But it is at EasternSierraNow.com.
It's probably going to appear on the episode like right here somewhere, so we'll work that out.
Wait. I want it up there in flashing lights. Ding, 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 ding. Can you see it?
So dumb.
Also, this podcast is exclusive on EasternSierraNow.com and on the YouTube page. Like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. We actually we have another sponsor. We had Bruno was our sponsor last week.
Brought to you by.
And this episode is brought to you by You're in Luck. They are located in the Eastern Sierra. They offer services, porta potties. I think they have portable showers
too, right?
Yeah.
Brandon, they crush it, man. Everything is top notch. He does a lot of other things too. I know he has a dump trailer for rent at times.
Trash pickups, they're big.
Trash pickups, yeah. And so they're offering it on the reservation too. So you're not like kind of like locked into the what is now waste management.
Right.
The two companies became one.
Right, yeah.
So now we have a choice, and it's a good choice. He's local. I've known him.
If you live on the reservation.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because he doesn't have the contract, right, or whatever.
Through 2026. The other guys are, like, locked in, and then after that it opens up.
Dude, it's so
then he can get everybody at that point.
It's so silly.
2 years, he's kind of...
I can't believe that you can have, as a private company, you can have, like, a... like basically a no compete like monopoly contract with a county as a private business. That's insane to me.
So when,
like, could you imagine if like any other utility or service company could do that? Like you could only get
right.
Like I don't even think this is real. I don't even think this is real, but anymore. Is Dish Network still a thing?
I think it is.
But could you imagine if like other things worked here, but you're only allowed to use Dish?
Right. Right.
That's insane.
That's it.
I know
a little bit of backstory. I was in the solid waste for a little bit for the county, and I heard some funny stories about when the takeover had happened. And the old owner of one of the companies, when the rumors were that waste management wanted to come in, this was years ago, I believe he made a stink to have some sort of a clause where you couldn't own both companies, right? And like that was somehow a thing. Like in court documented or whatever it was. And then when he sold, right, because eventually he wanted to sell, they had to reverse that so they could both entities could sell to waste management and everyone can, you know, go retire, which is dope. I'm glad he did. Much love to you.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Yep. It's legitly a thing.
I find that to be
comical.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to make this rule so that way I can get tons of money.
Yeah.
But then after I'm done getting tons of money, I want to get rid of that rule because it's going to make me more money.
It's what it is, man.
Sounds like government. Anyway, we do have a game we're going to play today.
I like
this. But before we get to that, I'm going to read this one. This one actually just came through not that long ago.
Hey, Chase.
I
like games.
Well, we're going to play one. All right. This one, trigger warning, I guess.
Yes, very trigger. Trigger warning for sure.
Never in my whole life of living in Bishop have I been so butthurt. I just went to Dollar Tree and was speaking Spanish to my son, which is fully bilingual as well as me. And the guy working there says, "Go back to Mexico." I looked at him and said, "Excuse me, sir, what did you just say?" He says, "Nothing." I respond with, "Yeah, just like I thought." How rude and disrespectful of an employee to say to a customer, regardless of what they speak. Hope his managers read this and he gets fired.
That's, I mean, dude, there's nothing that makes me like more angry than, I mean, there's a, you know, there's a lot of things on par of like just blatant racism. It's like, that's so gross, dude.
Well, and I mean, I can't believe that she was allowed to respond in that manner. You know, I mean, just, oh no, we're against the racist stuff, right?
Jesus.
I forget the position we take.
Man.
It's jokes, people. Come on.
Damn it, Chase. Your genuine look in my eyes right now, bro, it made me fucking question. You're a good actor.
He is a good actor. He is, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was just like, is this motherfucker like, wait, what?
Anybody else see him as the dentist this last summer in Little Shop of Horrors? All right, okay.
There's enough of that.
Singing on stage, so, dancing.
Okay.
No, but like, in 100%, dude, that makes my blood boil. I hope this is followed up on, and whoever that person is, man, get your life together, bro.
Yeah.
That was a lot of F-bombs. I'm sorry, but I'm passionate about that. I do not tolerate. I am in, you know, a mixed relationship. I've always been attracted to, like, dark women. Always. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Dark skin or, like, dark, like, evil?
Both.
Yeah.
Goth.
Nice.
BBWs, baby.
Yeah.
Give me a, I love you, Amanda. No, but for real, man, all jokes aside, like, it's ridiculous, bro. There's no room for that in this day and age. So whoever you are, shame on you, bro. Get your fucking life together.
Yeah.
Yep.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You got scratchers today, huh?
I have. There will be a time.
I think episode one and now episode six. Every other time you forgot to get them.
I did, man.
I was outside. He drove by and he honked. And he goes, get scratchers!
All of that did happen.
Well, anyway, do you want to dive into our game?
Yeah, I'll bring up a couple other
Okay, do that first, and then we'll play.
No, I want to get this. Prep it. I got one.
It's prepped.
It's prepped. It's ready. It's locked. Bro, it's loaded.
It's ready.
This butthurt comes from me personally. I'm butthurt there's no DoorDashers. I know you guys have jobs, most of you, and some of you want some time off, and that's totally fine. But, like, man, we need more DoorDashers here, bro. It's convenient. Like, I use it to resupply my shop. Like, I provide some things like coffee and waters on the house if you're to come in the shop. You know, I need paper towels. Just, like, office supply stuff.
Yeah.
And so I DoorDash it, and normally Cassie, what up, Cass? Thank you so much for what you do. She delivers it, but this time from 9 a.m. until 4 nobody.
Nobody, huh?
And I was just like, well, dude, I guess I'll just cancel my order.
Yeah, most people probably have, you know, primary jobs, and that's their secondary job.
And, yep. Yeah. And I get it. I totally get it. But I was reached out by, actually...
DoorDash reached out to you?
On Butthurts.
To sponsor the show?
No.
Yeah, because, hey, people, if you want to sponsor... I mean, we got Bruno,
so
we got Year in Luck. Man, those guys are great, by the way. Anything you need. Actually, I'm using them for an event I have coming up in October, and they have this big, really nice trailer that's, I believe it's two separate bathrooms, and it also has a sink in there and everything, but it's all, like, enclosed. It's not like a porta potty you'd see on, like, a job site. Like, it's super nice, so.
Yeah,
if they're you guys the ones need that something,
they,
give them a call.
We'll put
their number down there or up there or over James's face or whatever. We'll figure it out. Call now.
Yeah. Man, I forget your name. You reached out to me on Butthurt. You said that you're going to be working tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to put that order in, so thank you.
Oh, nice.
Game time?
Yeah, let's play the game. So,
game time.
Unfortunately, we have this beautiful hat here. Unfortunately... The Buttheads kind of let us down the last couple weeks, and there hasn't been too much juicy stuff. So we had Jesse and I had reached out to some of our friends that had butthurts but weren't necessarily wanting to post them online. So these are just butthurts that were texted to us. So we're going to go ahead and pull these out of the hat and
them
off.
It's like breaking bad news.
Kind of, yeah.
But different.
I mean, so... I only read a couple of them.
And I have two of those.
Oh, hey, you
have good. Save those for the end. Those are funny.
Yep.
Yeah. But
I feel like I'm going to reach in there and a snake is going to jump out.
No, there's no snake. You scared me. Golly.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So you're going to do the first one?
Yeah.
All right.
I am butthurt that people don't answer the questions to become a member of the page.
That was mine.
Yeah.
Dude, I get so many notifications.
You know, all the time.
Bro.
I turned them off.
Bro, that's why I get so many and I'm always responding to all these people.
Well, when I jump on there, which is probably at least once a day, right? The page I got to keep track. Then I see them, right? But I don't get my notifications. Mm. Like, I eventually when I go to Facebook...
It'll pop up.
I see it.
Right, yeah.
That's actually a good chance to bring up your bhov.easternsherenow.com. You can comment your butt hurts there without being a member of the Facebook group.
Thank you,
that's
Jesse.
True. So if you don't have Facebook...
I don't think we talked about all the features. Did we talk about all the features of the website? It breaks down on the episodes. When you click the link for the episodes, it breaks down the summary of the episodes, which is dope.
And there's actually a transcript that's, I believe, word for word.
Do you think we should talk about the store?
What store?
Our store.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the store.
We got a store, y'all. It is up. It is live right now. You can go, well, when you see this on Friday, but right now, I'll put up the link on the page. Yep. But we got a store, man. We got some items in there. It's only going to get bigger. And please comment in on the website what you might like to see in-house, in-store. We could do whatever you want. We could do pencils.
Right? Yeah.
We could do, like, whatever you want. Personal massagers.
I mean,
those guns, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that kind.
Okay. Yeah, Sawzall.
No.
Oh.
The gun.
Oh, right.
What are they called?
Machine guns.
Jesus Christ. Flashlight? It has the. No, it looks like it goes real fast. Bah, 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 bah. Rub out your knots with it, bro.
Oh. I have one of those, I think.
Yep, me too.
Theragun.
Something.
Is that really what
it's called? Can't get Theraguns with butthurt on it, but that's what they're called. You can put a sticker of butthurt on a Theragun.
I guarantee you. Timu makes an equivalent for like $20, dog. We can get those.
We could totally get that and put a sticker on there.
100%,
man.
Batteries included.
But we got a store.
Batteries included.
You can get mugs on the store that look like this.
Yeah.
However, you cannot get... the other side here.
We'll probably get that on there. The problem is copyright issues. Amy's too good of an artist, and that is spot on Wile E. Coyote. So if we change him up a little bit, we can sell it. But right now, we'd get sued by Warner Brothers.
Can we put face tattoos on him?
Hell yeah. Yeah, if we change him up, that's how come you can buy shirts all the time.
So let's G him out real hard, man. Like, put him in a wife beater.
Sure.
And then, like, make him, like, total cholo with face tattoos.
All right. Yeah. I'll have her do it.
I like that.
Yeah, then we can get that. But currently, the mug is just the other side.
And we do have the other one that's up for grabs if you...
Still.
You have to comment on every video,
right?
Can't
believe this didn't happen
yet. And tag three friends on episode 5.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That's all you got to do, man. And you get a mug. This mug right here. Not that one I'm drinking out of, but you get a mug.
I like this game.
Why are you... I don't get the... Why, bro?
I'm butthurt that my recent trip to Thailand, my threesome with two Thai girls involved...
Four?
Damn. Right?
Oh, my...
Oh, I don't even want to know who wrote that.
It is a good thing this is a comedy.
There's
show.
A reason that we didn't put any names on these.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I'm not reading that one.
Why?
Don. Nope. You're not going to read it either. We're not going that way. Not.
I'm 33. That's Jesus years. To make it to 34, I need to keep a tight circle of friends. You're right, I shouldn't have read it. Maybe we'll cut that out.
We probably should.
Okay.
Yeah, dog, we're cutting all that out. So, this one says, I'm butthurt that I was refused entry... Bro, these
are... Oh, my God.
Dog, like, these are...
That's not good.
This is...
Are you done with the game? That's a...
Gotta cut that, like, all this, because it's not funny.
Oh, okay.
Keep right. going until... Get ones that are funny, and then roll
that's
with it.
That's some dumbass shit.
You're not going to like that one.
Who made these up?
Like, try harder.
Not me.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Hey, this is funny. I'm butthurt because I went to the doctor. He told me to get extra fries, then clean my ears so I could hear exercise.
Exercise. Yeah,
that's pretty good. Oh,
shit. Okay.
Did you find a good one?
I don't know. Butthurt that Marvel Comics rejected my idea for an Iron Man spinoff. They said Iron Woman is a command, not a superhero.
You don't think that's funny either?
I mean...
I mean, it's low-hanging fruit, but it's still pretty funny.
Okay.
You know what? You ruined my game.
What? What is another way to say that you have a full deposit on your wife?
I don't know.
Loading the dishwasher. You guys played, I played. Don't hate me for that.
That's funny.
Let's push through this, bro. That was you tried. That was a good segment.
All right. Yeah, good. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tank.
Tank Abbott?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. What other BHOVs? Well, what else we got going on, friends?
Well, like I said, there wasn't...
I know I tagged myself in a couple, and they ain't showing up. Oh, this is important right here for sure. Shout out to Kathy Sexton, man. She retired.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
It's a bummer, dog. Sierra Veterinary Clinic.
Oh, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's gone. She's a legend. You know, I took most of my animals there. She's helped out tremendously through my life with a lot of my animals cared for. Yeah, we're going to miss you, Kathy. Much love.
Enjoy. I've seen a lot of butthurts about trying to find kittens' homes lately.
Yeah.
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 Actually, one just posted 46 minutes ago.
It's kitten season, bro.
But I heard the Family Dollar is closed.
Yeah, that
one. Or say due to issues.
So what kind of issues?
Till further notice.
Is the issues the guy that was racist behind the counter?
I don't know which one.
This it was Family Dollar. The other one was the Dollar Store.
Dollar Jens.
What was it?
Dollar General, right? The Dollar Jens?
Dollar yeah. Tree.
Oh, Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Not Dollar Tree. We don't have a Dollar Jens.
No, right. We have a Dollar Tree and Family Dollar.
And a Gross Out.
Adultery?
Yeah, Adultery. We have Adultery. Plenty of that.
It's Bishop.
Yeah. I saw somebody on here that said it was some sort of rebranding thing, which, I mean, who knows where they're getting their information from.
Sure.
Some sort, because, like, it's supposed to say, like, Dollar... Family Dollar Plus, because, like, they can't sell things for a dollar anymore because of, you know, in this economy?
Right, in this economy, for sure.
Yeah, I think that sounds correct, but I don't know where they're getting their information from either.
Last episode and the episode before, I really wanted to give a shout out to the homie, Aiden Morano, who detailed the beautiful life back into Abuela, my Impala. So, stay still. You got a big old hair right there. Whoop. That's your wife's hair, bro.
I think so, yeah.
I think so. Anyways, Aiden does a great job. You guys, reach out to him on Butthurt. He's on there, just posted. Don't be butthurt. Don't be butthurt. Your car needs wash. Schedule an appointment. Wash with us for a wash. Reasonable pricing is absolutely true. I broke off, I think it was $100. He went above and beyond. He was like 60, and I just paid him the 100. And I think he had my car for like 2 hours and brought that thing back to life.
Wow.
Like stains in the carpet. He went so far above and beyond. So I just want to give a shout out to him. And by all means, people use that guy.
Is that the same car that you had when you were driving from San Diego to Humboldt all the time?
Nope.
No, okay.
Back then, I had the original Silver Bullet. I sold my truck, man.
Saw that.
I sold the big F-150.
Been sitting out in front of your house?
Forever. I felt so bad. I love that truck. It's so beautiful. Every time I see that truck, it's such an attractive vehicle to me that I just hated that it sat there. Mm. It had a couple issues, and the new owner is a great family. They're going to use it like it should be used. Mm. And that I just have kind of grown past that phase of my life to where I'm not really out rednecking very much anymore, unfortunately. But so I sold that truck. But the original Silver Bullet, Dodge Dakota, thing. I had it lowered, fat stance, just ripping. Lightning on wheels.
Stick
bro.
Shift?
Unfortunately, no.
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 Yeah, I had one. I had a blue one. It was a Dakota single cab is what I had.
Oh, yeah.
With stick shift.
Oh, dude. Those are.
V6 Magnum.
I would love to have one of those.
That truck was great. I loved it.
Especially because they make that truck in a 4x4.
Oh, yeah, mine wasn't, which that would be way better. Mine like, wasn't, but.
You just don't find those trucks anymore.
I bet these PCT hikers were butthurt when it started raining on them in the bed of this truck. I'm not going to put that picture up because you can see the license plate pretty clearly, and I don't want to get anybody get in trouble for it.
Yeah, how do people not know that's still against the law?
Oh, wait a minute, though.
I can block the license plate.
Oh, yeah, put it that's an out-of-state license. See that? That's not a California.
That's why.
Yeah.
He's in the other state.
Speaking of states, legal you posted there. Up something 2 days ago. I'm butthurt that the states aren't like this. I really...
Bro,
like this, we need to make it happen. The straight lines for the
makes
states.
My brain.
Have you guys seen that at all?
Yeah. I'm so glad. Behind the scenes, right now, we have a really good friend of ours, Mr. Casey Ray, and he popped on there and he's like, "Only if the Earth was flat." And I'm like, "Dude, you're making up the lines, bro. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a cube or if it's a pyramid or you're making up the lines. It's not easier to make up lines because something's flat.
Texas,
they're imaginary."
Texas gets cut to like less than half.
And then somebody was like,
and Louisiana,
you really
right
can have oceanfront property in Arizona. And then thank goodness some very smart person was like, yeah, if only Mexico didn't exist, because it's still right there.
Yeah.
You cannot, bro.
Yeah, I mean, they would have, you know, oceanfront property, Arizona, New Mexico, Arkansas.
I think California needs to give a little to Delaware. It's kind of sad. It's pretty bad up there at the north end.
Man, for some reason.
You ever been to Delaware?
Don't choose to.
Yeah, I still can't find Iowa, bro. I don't know why. I never can find that place.
Iowa's right there.
It ain't worth
Missouri.
It.
It's a joke, bro.
Oh.
Shout out to Chris Leonard. He's always doing those wonderful things, man. He crushes on these posts. They're always so positive. ValleyOutdoors.org. He's a legendary fishing guide. Shout out to you, bro. Keep rocking it, man. Appreciate you being a member.
You know, I saw one. Did we touch on this last episode? I can't find it right now. Maybe I can find it later. Somebody, I think maybe last week, posted about how somebody broke into her house and stole her son's PS5.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we touched on that last one.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because that was...
Oh, we should...
More cats, bro.
This is a badass video that a member had posted, and we should definitely get this up right now. I'm butthurt. I don't know what this is. Did anyone else see it? That was SpaceX. And at times, those things are absolutely mesmerizing when they launch. If it's the correct... time of night, like 3 or 4 years ago, I remember my son was taking out the trash and he ran back and he was like, look in the sky, what is that? And right over Coyote was that, I mean, was absolutely insane.
Yeah, and everybody around it was like, going, what the fuck?
Because it looked like, it legitimately looked like aliens were coming.
Yeah, that was pretty
right?
good.
So they can be insanely epic, and that one was pretty gosh darn there.
Somebody's missing a dog. I don't know if the dog is still missing.
Oh, is it that corgi?
Yeah, it's a cute little corgi, too. It's a bummer. Hey, look, another cat.
I love corgis because they look like they got junk in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Ja, 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 ja.
They got their legs cut off and then more added to their ears.
You never knew Shadow.
Yeah, I had the best corgi.
Allegedly.
Yeah, he was a legend.
All right. Man, I'm butthurt that my stupid ass moved from Bishop to Las Vegas to be with my granddaughter, who I haven't seen since I got here. I want to go home. We lived there since 1978.
Damn. That was the year I was born. That's when they made dirt.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Cut that.
Yeah.
God, man.
Damn, bro.
Beep.
Oh, you know
man,
what?
You didn't make my own beeps last time, bro.
I totally forgot. You're right.
Since we're giving shout-outs real quick, Raven Taylor, she's doing window painting nowadays. And she's actually some pretty
good
stuff.
Yeah, she crushes
it. Oh, cool.
So, yeah, you guys need any window painting done? That's...
I'm butthurt because Lone Pine looks like a straight-up construction zone all over town.
Something tells me that the person that posted that sounds just like that.
James, did you post that?
No, but... like, it's a pain in the ass, man. I mean,
people wrecked her on that though too.
They did, and I mean, not rightfully so, because it is a pain in the ass, and we do have to kind of have patience for that stuff, because without those improvements, man, Lone Pine is just deteriorating. It's been old. It's been old since old was old. It was old when I was born, and I'm old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we have to put up with those things. For all those years up in Reno or down, I mean, for the past, year and a half down by Lancaster, right? Now that's all done. You can zip through there. It's a lot safer. Mm. There's going to be less deaths. I mean, everybody right there when you get into that corridor goes 90, right? So, slow lane is 80, 85, and everybody fast lane is 90. So, like, without these improvements, without us having patience, I mean, you know, Lone Pine is just going to be better. And everybody wants Lone Pine to be better. It's a kind of a cool little town.
How did I miss this one? This is from June 15th. I'm really butthurt that a side-by-side ran into our car in Lone Pine on Substation Road around 3:30 today. The kids booked it. They notified the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
Wow. Some people's kids, bro.
Some people's kids. You know, not everybody needs to have kids.
Yeah, I think there should be an application process.
So I have stepchildren, and I absolutely adore my boys, and I can't thank Amanda enough for being with me and letting those boys in my life. But I don't have kids, and every time y'all find an empty parking spot, thank me, because I didn't make anybody to fill that thing up.
Thank you, Trolls.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, man, cats. Dude, it's insane.
There's a lot of cats, man.
Yeah.
And dogs. There's a lot of cats and dogs.
Is this like season for cats, or do cats have a season?
Cats just, bro, they be...
Because I just feel like there's a shitload of cats right now.
No. Okay, this is my butthurt post, and I'm going to do it again. Because some of these comments were pretty gosh darn good. What is the worst candy in this picture?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And, I mean, I didn't see the York Peppermint Patty chilling right there.
That's the winner.
No, Good and Plenty's. Are you kidding me? Good and Plenty's are... It's like a rat's tail inside of a piece of sugar.
Yeah, but...
It's like the tar they patched the crappy basketball court
it's
with.
It's so bad.
But the York Patty has mint in it.
Yeah, but I would rather... I would still rather not have... I would eat a York over a Good and Plenty and a York over Twizzlers, because Twizzlers are ass.
What about the Almond Joys?
I like Almond Joys.
I love Mounds.
I love Almond Joys. I love everything else in here. I can't see
the picture, but you know what I hate more than all of those? Bit of Honey. God.
You don't like the Bit of Honeys?
Get in your teeth and you're like...
That's like a Abba Zabba, man.
I don't think they're in.
Yeah. Abba Zabba, you my only friend. So it's Good and Plenty's, Mounds, Mike and Egg, Snickers, Milky Way, Hershey's, Fifth Ave, Whatchamacallit. Somebody said they didn't like Whatchamacallits. Whatchamacallits are the... That bow, have since bow. The 80s been a staple of amazing, amazing candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like in that, the commercial, it's so funny. I always say it whenever I think of that commercial. It's a dude sitting on a couch and he was like by the blinds and they're doing the whatchamacallit. And then they say, Rosin Dew.
What's that one right next to the
Do you remember
Crunch
that commercial? What the f is Rosin Dew, bro?
I don't know.
Rosin Dew.
What's that one right next to the Crunch Bar, to the right of the Crunch Bar? I can't tell what that is. I thought it was another 100 grand, but.
It is 100 grand.
So there's 200
grand.
So
you know what would be the good thing is to pick out of that picture what's the very best candy and why is it Snickers?
Definitely not Snickers.
It's not.
You guys suck.
It's Twix.
Definitely not Twix. The Take 5 takes it all, bro.
Oh, dude, that's not even a candy bar.
There's a Butterfinger right there,
dog. It's a protein
bar. There's a Butterfinger. There's a Butterfinger right there. Game over.
Butterfinger's gross.
Better not lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Better not lay a finger on my Butterfinger. What are you gonna bring the hat back? He's trying to bring the hat back, man. God damn, that was that bit was just like it's good. Go ahead, man.
It got hot.
Now
we
got
to get more of these
because
in
it's so dumb.
Racist.
And the ones that are dumb, you could I kind of want to keep all of that content, even my gut reaction to it, because obviously I did react to it and I think it was funny the way I did. But just bleep those dumb ones out and then keep my reactions, because some of them are fairly okay.
I'm butthurt that my
allegedly.
I'm butthurt that my grandfather at the Bishop Care Center is addicted to Viagra. No one is taking it harder than his roommate.
Oh, man. I know that dude. I used to work there, bro. I used to work there. I know that guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you take it hard too?
No, you guys are gross.
No one's taking it harder than his
roommate. Was nobody walking around with erections in the care center. That is a farce, sir.
But what if?
Yeah.
This could be a better world. Low, you know who would tell those jokes, man? Larry the Cable Guy.
I like Larry the Cable Guy.
You would, man.
No, but when I, you know, the old county building you got to go get a permit at, used to, or it's IMACA, isn't it?
Yeah. By Ace?
On the other side of Main Street, behind Perry's lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's,
back there, yeah. The old one that used to be an old
hotel. It's like heating and vac now.
And
but
my great-great uncle's roommate used to eat cat food out of the box like it was Cheetos. Like Cheez-Its. Like,
where is this coming from?
The old folks' home and what happens there.
Oh, sure,
and he had a dog that had its voice box taken out. And that really freaked me out because I don't know why you would do that to a pet.
Yeah.
What else should we talk about, man? I went to a Dodger game.
A Dodger game?
I really want to talk about this. I really want to talk about the Dodger game and my experience because Denver is radical. Absolutely radical, bro. It was so much fun. I went to
a Dodger game in Denver?
I did. Me and a great friend of mine and his daughter and hanging out. I'm kind of bummed. We have boys. I kind of like girls, dude. They're super neat. They're so petite. And they I don't know. It was really neat hanging out with her and my friend and just kind of experiencing something new together all. So we went to this aquarium. And I've been her protector for a long time, obviously, because I love my best friend. He's my bestie. So, she comes up to me and she, just kind of nestles into my side and puts her head on my shoulder. And then I put my arm around her and we're just chilling and we're looking at this giant shark swimming by. And Kyle took a picture of that. And we'll share that picture because you can't see who it is. But that was just a very touching, kind of radical moment for me. And then Denver, bro, they got them they got those Lyft scooters out there. You guys ever mess with Lyft scooters?
Oh, that's the best.
They're not, so not the Lyft fun. Ones,
but the bird, any of them. Bird. Yeah.
Yeah, birds, anything, yeah. Whatever. Bro.
I used to do those when I lived in Reno.
They're
I
was on so all the fun, time.
I remember your story when you were really drunk. Remember? I don't remember what the story was, but it was like going between the Peppermill and that bar that we went to a couple times.
Yeah. That's the only, if you guys are ever around those scooters, it's the only way to travel.
I hate being this because you can't see me at home, so I'm sorry. So those guys are going to act out what I'm doing. But Amy and I went to Salt Lake City right when quarantine happened.
Hi,
Salt Lake City was completely zombified. There wasn't a single person. I'm not kidding around. There was a single person. We got on those and we just did 3 days of jumping curbs and hauling ass around. It was the coolest thing ever. It was so fun.
By the way, I'm playing the part of Amy.
Wait. I thought I was Amy.
No.
Yeah.
I'm better looking, man. I'm Amy. We got to start some polls, man. We need to start some polls. Okay, poll number one is definitely not who's more handsome because I don't want to lose. But we need to start a poll of what merch we should get in the shop.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even if people want to comment on the video, that'd be great.
We have a store. It's active right now.
Yeah. BHOV.EasternSierraNow.com. Check that website out.
Yeah.
And you can also get there, by the way, if you go to EasternSierraNow.com. Just click on the entertainment section, podcast. There it is.
Yep. Oh, okay.
So if they can't remember that, just go to EasternSierraNow.com. You can find it from there.
And then that page specifically, our specific website is, so is Eastern Sierra Now's, but it's very easy to navigate. I mean, you got stuff on the top.
Mm-hmm.
You just decide what area you're trying to go into. Mm-hmm. Take a look at the store. Mm-hmm. Please buy something.
Yeah.
And if you don't, at least drop a comment on, there's a place where you can contact us and go in there and fill all that out and send us what you think should be in the store.
I got a good idea because I have one more of those goddamn coyote cups.
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. To give away the coyote cup, the next one,
okay,
you have to, the first person that buys a piece of merch from BHOV, the podcast store, and posts a picture on the Butthurt Facebook page of them with their gear wins the cup.
They got to be wearing it.
Yeah, it's got to be a picture of them wearing it or using it.
So this cup giveaway is going to be, hopefully it'll be given away by next episode.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully.
But I mean,
you guys, like, I know we get so much love for y'all, and like, I'm shown a lot of love from all of my supporters for BHOV, and I love every single one of you, and thank you for being members. But like, just comment, man.
Yeah.
Please.
Mm-hmm. So buy merch, take a picture of yourself, post it on the Facebook group, Butthurt Owens Valley.
Bet.
You win. The first person to do that wins.
Nice. That's a great. Can't wait to see who wins. Do you have any good news?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Who won the Stanley Cup tonight?
I do have good news.
Yeah.
And then you have to figure out something else to talk about so I can do my scratchers.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I have two things. One is kind of a confession, so we can do a confession first. Well, they're both kind of, in a way, they're both confessions. They're both confessions this week, guys.
Hmm.
Do you guys...
Wait, can people, if they want to do this, how do they do it before you get into it?
Oh, well, they can do it on the website.
Yeah. You can go to their website.
Call 100%. You can go to the website anonymously, right? And you don't, or message me, message Chase, however you want to do it.
Yeah.
And then we'll get whatever. Good news is better than bad news. But if you got bad news to break, man, like, let me do it.
I strongly disagree.
It's funny how opposite we are, man. You are definitely the yang to my yin. I like that.
I thought I was yin.
No, sorry.
So you get to be Amy and yin?
Yes.
This is ridiculous.
See how good I am?
Okay.
Black and white.
Turtles or cookies?
Ebony ivory.
Turtles or cookies?
Cookies.
Cookies. Okay. So on Thursdays at my work, Great Basin, we have an employee who brings in Great Basin cookies every Thursday, and there is someone in our office who eats them all before most of us can get one, and it's me. This is my, this is my confession. It is signed, and I'm not gonna say, right, but I'm pretty sure y'all can figure out if you guys get Great Basin cookies, and they end up, and how good are their cookies?
Oh,
how good is Great Basin?
Dude, Great Basin, if you want to sponsor this show.
Yeah, Great Basin, that'd be great to have them as a sponsor.
I mean, right? I would absolutely love, shout out to Great Basin, like, and anything that, you know, I'll go buy some cookies and set them right here.
Well, I'd say Jesse should keep them in the lobby.
So good.
Yeah.
So anyways, I would be the cookie bandit. It's me. I can't help it. They are seriously so delicious. I sneak away every chance I get some, and I think I almost got caught, so I better calm my little ass down.
It's a woman.
All right, and the next one is, I'm new in town. I was hanging out at the Rambler, and I met a rad group of friends. We all have since became very close, and when we were talking and introducing ourselves, I didn't really have anything to talk about, so I made up a pet turtle. I named him Sheldon, and I continue to make up stories about him. We've been hanging out now for about 3.5 weeks, and they kind of want to come over and meet him. So I'm not really too sure what to do. I did send photos that I ripped off the internet to the chat group, so I'm kind of in deep. What should I do?
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
Go GoFundMe. Turtle. Dude.
ISO.
Dude, yeah. That is great.
So, those were the confessions this week.
Jeez.
Once again.
How many scratchers did you buy?
I took tip money, man. I got some tip money today, so I took my tip money and I'm investing it in the podcast.
People tip you?
Yeah, bro. I sell reefer all day.
You gotta tip your bud tender, right?
Gotta tip your bud tender, man. And if you don't, it's okay. The tip is gonna be just spreading the word about the shop, the vibe in there, the products that we got, and just coming in and saying, what up? That's the tip.
Could you imagine trying to tell somebody, like, let's say 30 years from now,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to tell somebody who's, like, let's say 18, 21, let's say 21, like, when I was your age, I almost died to buy marijuana. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I had to meet the guy in the alleyway,
for real.
Sometimes he wouldn't show for a couple hours, but I was just there in the alleyway waiting around to get shot.
Like, for real, like, bro.
We risked our lives, and now they just go to the store.
There's just there's nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? That's the worst thing about it is, like, for all of those years of misinformation and the spreading of, like, pill popping and alcoholism, like, cannabis is just, it's a plant. It's put here by God. It's, you don't do anything to it. You can refine it into concentrates and vapes, sure, But it just came out of the ground.
Or you can put, you know, PCP in it, or...
Well, you could, yeah, you could do weird things with it.
Yeah, man. You can do all you sorts of weird stuff.
You could all it up if you wanted to.
You could put the pills in the reefer.
That was actually pretty good, dog. That was actually pretty good. But it's, yeah, so... I took my tip money, and then I'm investing in the podcast.
Nice. Right.
You're investing with scratchers.
You're gambling.
Yeah. No, this is an investment.
You're gambling the investment.
So I do this a certain way, and you guys might, I don't know how y'all do your scratchers. Oh, let's talk about some other things I wanted to bring up. Tacos.
Ooh, what
they're
about?
Great.
I love tacos, right?
Always a good choice. Yeah.
Tacos are great. All the great flavors, especially nowadays with food trucks and the amazing tacos that get made, mm-hmm. the burrilla tacos, you know what I mean? All of those wonderful things. The pinche tacos from Rolling Chef.
You're a pinche taco.
Ooh, they're called pinche tacos, man. Like, dude, shout out to Ish and Claudia, man. They hold it down at Rolling Chef. And if you guys want to sponsor,
once a week.
Their saltado burrito might be the best burrito I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. With the chimichurri sauce on it, the flavors are... It's world class.
I made some shrimp tacos the other night. Not shrimp. It was salmon tacos.
So shrimp, right? Mm. All of yeah. those things.
Yeah. Close to the same.
Was it your salmon pink?
Yeah.
Did you have a pink taco?
Better than a sweat taco.
Well played.
A lot of those lately.
Anyways. Before you go off on this, okay, I made salmon tacos.
Okay.
And I was very proud of myself because I made the coleslaw. And
oh, badass.
And I was like, man, I don't really just want to make coleslaw with, like, mayonnaise. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I found this recipe online. It was super good. It was juice of a whole lime and some olive oil and a little tiny bit of honey.
Yeah.
And, dude, it was so good on those
making
tacos.
Your own mayo, like, making your own mayonnaise.
Aioli or whatever it is.
To make your own slaw. Well,
there was no mayo in it at all.
But, oh, no.
Yeah, none.
You just make your own egg whites, right?
I didn't even do that.
No.
That's all it was the lime juice, the olive oil,
and a little bit of pepper. For sure.
That's
oh,
it.
Nice.
Olive oil whips up like that, too. So, yeah, I think that is technically an aioli.
Probably.
Super good, though.
Yeah. Nice. But what I was getting at with this tangent is the necessity for just a white girl taco, right?
Had a few.
They are so well played. So just like a standard, like seasoned ground beef, corn tortilla fried, lettuce, tomato, cheese, tapatio.
Those Jim Boy tacos.
That's the Trevor taco, dude.
There's a place.
That recipe was invented in 1986 in Glendale by a dude named Trevor.
There's a place.
But they're so good, right? We had some last night. Like, Amanda always hooks up everything so delicious. And the beef was amazing. But just the simplicity of those simple flavors together. Like, I'm not putting it in carne asada or anything like that range. But they're still a necessity. Where do you land on white girl taco?
I mean, I like them. There's a place actually in Reno called Jim Boy's.
Oh.
And it's basically that's what it is.
Really? Straight? Yeah. Very nice.
What was that other taco place you told me to go to in Reno? Remember, it has kind of an inappropriate name. It's South Reno, and you're like, oh, yeah, go there. It's really good. It's a little bit newer of a place. What was it called?
Damn. Oh, Rusty Taco.
Rusty Taco. Yeah.
Is it world famous?
Oh, boys. We got a chance with this one.
And actually, tonight, you know what I made for dinner tonight?
Tell me.
I made PB&J burgers. With candied bacon.
Hmm.
Bro.
You're getting a little fancy.
It was so good.
Nice.
People don't realize how much you can do with a burger, and I didn't realize how much you could do with a burger until I started watching Bob's Burgers.
Smash.
Yeah.
Do you watch Bob's Burgers?
No.
Bob's Burgers is like one of the greatest cartoons ever made.
It is super funny. Yeah.
It is absolutely insane. It's up there with Archer. It's past. Mm-hmm. It's past Archer. It's past Simpsons.
It's past Archer. Do you want ants? Because that's how we get ants.
Same voice. Yeah. And they do a crossover episode, so checkmate.
I've seen the crossover.
Checkmate.
Okay, but James.
I can't stand Rick and Morty either. I don't like that show.
No, Rick and Morty.
It was pretty good for a couple seasons, man. I liked the episodes when they went out into space. Like, all those ones were pretty dope. But
Yeah.
Did you win anything on this one?
What, Casey?
Not yet.
Say back to the tacos.
It's only a pair of sixes, too, I got to beat.
Yeah.
Back to the tacos, James. Have you done a smash taco where you smash the taco down with the tortilla on it on the Blackstone?
Yep, yep. I did that all the time with the antelope dad got.
They're sweet.
It's insane.
Like it, that antelope meat goes really
good. I was going to say, you know who's a really good cook as long as he killed it? Casey Ray.
As long, yeah. And then that buck that I took down at Zach Ranch. The alfalfa buck eats so good. That's exactly the way that I make those.
Same idea. Yeah. A good one that was fed right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not too aligned. Delicious.
Well, this is the last one, and I think I might be skunked, dog. I got to beat a pair of kings and two pair right here, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
Yeah, there was another mountain lion meeting the other day. I don't know if you guys want to touch on that at all. I have a friend that went.
And how'd it go?
A few things.
We posted about it, but I didn't see the
just results. From, you know, and the person that I'm getting my information from is a really, you know, old school Bishopian. And she was very upset about just how they're just grossly mismanaging the issue.
Yeah.
And I could totally see that. I mean, it's California, you know, they're going to mismanage, especially wildlife and wildland things. I mean, look at the fires.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they can't even manage the forest, let alone California's living
pretty
creatures.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
I don't get, because we just talked about this last episode. I don't get why they don't just say, okay, first 25 people to line up, you buy your lion tag, we're good. You know, there's 55 like lions out there. Get rid of 25.
How bear tags work.
Yeah, like
bear
tag. That's what we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
It's like, just deal with it.
Yeah. Well, then, like, you know, the old rancher guy, they're not having sex with the sheep. They're eating them.
Yeah.
They said, I don't know, Kate, did you see that one, Casey? They said they should have somebody come in and tranquilize them. And,
it's my landlord.
Oh, yeah.
It's a touchy subject up here. That's a fact. We have a lot of people that care for the cats in many different ways.
For sure.
We all do. They play a role. They do, but they need to be managed. When you can't go to work in Swall Meadows and see a couple does and fawns rolling around, maybe a young buck walking through someone's yard. You got to notice that. And if you've lived here long enough, you would. But if you haven't, you ought to be worried because you got a lion that's getting tranquilized 300 yards away from the fish and game office and has a collar on and they know where it's at. However often the collar beacons, they're all different. It's just something that I think draws concern because how children found that cat in the morning on their way to school, like a couple weeks before school got out.
Right, yeah.
How many schools do we have on Home Street? Let's just be logical about it. If your building is within 100 feet of Main Street, mm-hmm. and your cat's 300 yards from there killing a domestic sheep near the fairgrounds, I think you need to draw some concern about how we're managing it.
And
I mean, you know, Sarrell's had a good idea shooing the bears away. He put a lot of effort into that up in Mammoth.
Apparently what somebody said, I guess, again, this is just secondhand that I'm getting from somebody who was there. They said something along the lines of they had to put one down recently. And it was the one that had a collar, and it was tagged and everything. And one of the spokesperson for the whatever commission that is, they were like, and I shed a tear for that lion. And the lady that was there said, well, you know what? Me too, because they're so poorly mismanaged that now you have to put them down because they're not being managed correctly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If they were being managed correctly and dealt with humanely, mm-hmm. this wouldn't be an issue. But yeah, so
that photo that was making the rounds, I think Glenn posted it or somebody. I don't know. This one's in Spanish. We'll figure that out. But that poor emaciated cat, like, that just breaks my heart. They're such majestic creatures. They deserve such a better life than like starving to death because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
One thing you guys should consider is there is a page that I do donate to. It's a great organization.
Skunked,
it's
called, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, Skunked.
It is called Blood Origins. It's on, I follow it on Instagram. I donate every month. They really have a good root cause for what their purposes are as far as wildlife management and everything. They go from Africa to here. And they had a really good post about the same time this all took place. And it shows a graph of how many cats were killed legally in the state of California leading up to the closure. I believe it was from the 1970s to 1991 or 97 when Prop 117 came in.
Sure.
and they showed how many cats were killed between that time period legally hunted in the state up until they closed it. Then they showed how many have been killed due to depredation. And the depredation number supersedes it by quite a bit. And if you're interested enough in this subject, you ought to go take a look at it, because I think it's important for people to look for that stuff and know, because they're not telling us.
Right.
They're not going to tell you. We're going to hear about it on stuff.
Uh-huh. That's the whole problem, is the mismanagement of that majestic freaking creature.
Well, what do you want in your backyard?
Yeah. Well, California is so freaking, like, doesn't take care of anything properly. But, like, I know a guy that actually had to, like, at night he would get called because the ranchers would be like, there's a cat and you're taking out my sheep, man.
Yeah.
And you can't kill it. You're not allowed to. So, you know, they'd go to this friend of mine and he'd have to go out and take care of it. And it's just like, that's not cool. But, you know, it's just,
I know the guy
you can
who got,
deal with this correctly and responsibly instead of having to do that.
The dude who does my mounts, the guy who did my Arapara ram, the guy who did my stag, got attacked by a mountain lion.
Jeez. Calling at night.
He was. It was at night. Yeah. I thought it was early morning. Was it night?
It might have been early morning, but it was dusk. Low light. I know him personally.
Yeah,
as well.
Me too. There's the crazy
great archer, great guy.
So really crazy. Big. He just, like, if he wasn't had his backpack on and didn't hear the twig break and kind of duck into his backpack, it was going for his neck. And it, like, he scrambled and was able to get a shot off to get the cat away.
Jesus.
It was a young cat allegedly, right? But
hungry.
Like, he got attacked by a mountain lion.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
I saw a cat.
That'd be an honorable death, though, right? You fighting that cat to death?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like that jogger a few years ago that
That
one
submitted.
Yeah. That's my favorite video still, and it's like, going after him. He's like, get back. Yeah.
No, there was a jogger who choked one out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I see that.
But the backwards one was pretty
funny. The guy in Colorado killed the one with his bare hands.
Yeah, he choked it out.
Yeah, the jogger guy.
Is that what you're... Yeah.
To death.
God, that thing had to be tough, too. That was probably...
That
guy's fucking...
Have you guys seen the video circulating of the guy with the can of bear spray when the cattle run up to him because they're curious in the trees? And he says, wild forest. Oh, it's epic. I'll send it to James.
I'm going to send it to James. See if I can put it up.
What do you think?
I think this is a wrap, bro.
Yeah. So make sure to go to Eastern Sierra Now. No.
BHOV.EasternSierraNow.com.
That's how it goes.
That's my radio voice.
Check out the store. If you want to be a sponsor, reach out to us any way you want to.
Tickled with that store, bro.
You
it really happened.
You can do it through that website.
You through the website. It's self-fulfilling. Yeah. It's single
There's
order.
Donations. Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
The donations.
If you guys want to donate to the show just to help out, that's where you do it. Just go to the website. It's built right in.
And if you don't, just go to the shop, because that part of that money is going to come to us for sure.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm Chase Little.
I am James Trolls.
Keep it clean, buttheads.
Keep it clean.